AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A shooting involving rival biker gangs at a Central Texas restaurant has left 9 people dead and some others injured. A Waco police sergeant says 8 people died at the scene of the shooting at Twin Peaks Restaurant around noon, and another person died at a hospital. The sergeant says the fight started with punches and then escalated to knives and firearms. It's not immediately clear if any bystanders are among the dead. Government officials in Iraq say the group, the Islamic State, has gained control of the key city of Ramadi. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S.-led coalition says that it has conducted 7 airstrikes in Ramadi over the last 24 hours, as well as 3 in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. A Pentagon spokesman is calling the situation fluid and a contested battlefield, and says the coalition continues to support the Iraqis with air power.
A storm system stretched from Texas to Minnesota, bringing heavy rain, flash flooding, and the possibility of more severe weather. Johnson County Emergency Management Coordinator Jamie Moore in Texas says his county has received heavy rain.
We had 5 inches of rain in a very short amount of time, and the result of that is flash flooding and flooding. We had 10 high water rescues this morning, both from vehicles as well as homes that had been inundated with water.
Scattered severe storms were expected to develop in eastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Arkansas. Gas prices are down at the pump, or rather up at the pump. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices are up 22 cents per gallon over 3 weeks. Regular is now $2.78. This is a jump of 35 cents over 5 weeks.
Even with the increase, the price is 93 cents lower than a year ago. This is AP Radio News. Vienna, Austria has once again hosted Europe's biggest charity event. The 23rd Life Ball raised money for AIDS and HIV research. Among the celebrities there, actor Charlize Theron.
We have come so far. And yet there are still so many who don't have a voice. HIV thrives in forgotten places among those who are disempowered and stigmatized.
Others there included actor Sean Penn and singers Paula Abdul, Mary J. Blige, and Kelly Osbourne, and burlesque artist Dita Von Teese. U.S. Senate candidate Loretta Sanchez apologized today after a videotape surfaced showing her making a whooping cry in reference to Native Americans that brought her a cascade of reprimands from fellow Democrats to post on Twitter. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.